Yes. Always like to lead into a segment with Gina Latuca from the SPCA serving Erie County because she's just a huge Led Zeppelin and Pink Floyd fan. When those bands come on, Gina just cranks the radio in her office. It doesn't matter. We could be in the middle of the radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County, but if Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb comes on, the room must go into silence. Even the snakes must stop their reptilian ways and move their little snake heads along to the music like snake charmers of... You're not buying that. Gina Latuca is with us from the SPCA serving Erie County. Hello, Gina Latuca.
The only time Phil Led Zeppelin will come off when I'm home later is when Barry Manilow comes on at 10 o'clock. But then 11 o'clock, Led Zeppelin right back on.
Do not make me laugh right now. Do not make me laugh right now. Now, I wanted to get you on here for a few minutes because we... on this radio station are doing something on Wednesday, and it's called the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. And you are an integral part of that particular fundraising and charitable event. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the special things the SPCA is going to be doing on Wednesday? This is kind of like a Tuesday tease. I'm sorry, a Monday tease. See, my body clock is still messed up from this morning. A Monday tease for what we're doing on Wednesday.
Well, this is our 21st year. Did you realize that? You have been part of this event for 21 years. It's our 21st Radiothon, Making Miracles Happen at the SPCA. Now, first of all, of course, it's this Wednesday, 6 a.m. until 6 p.m., happening live right there on WBEN. Many of you are going to be here broadcasting live, correct, from 6 until 6?
I think that I might have made a promise to you last year that I would be at the SPCA serving Erie County in 2023, and I honor my promises these days, so yes.
So you'll be here. Susan Rose is going to be here. Joe Beamer, David Bellavia will be here 10 until 2, and then you'll be here 2 until 6. Not only is that exciting and not only is that fun, but we have some Radiothon adoption specials. Somewhere over the course of these 21 years, the Radiothon, which is a very important fundraiser for us, also became an adopt-a-thon, and we adopt out so many animals this day. Adoptions are opening early, 9:30 a.m., and we've got half off of animals who are a year and older. So if you see an animal that you think you might fall in love with, that animal's a year or older, Wednesday only, that animal will be half off. We're also bringing back vets and pets on December 13th. That is for current service people, or if somebody is currently serving, the family of that service person, they can come in and adopt free of charge. That's a wonderful thing, vets and pets. People enjoy that. They enjoy that tradition every year.
It most certainly is, and I cannot believe you, of all people, let me get away with stealing a Russell Crowe line from American Gangster. These days, I keep all my promises. It's toward the end of the movie, after the guy who was the chief cop going after this heroin dealer turns into a defense lawyer and takes the drug dealer on as his first client. And I know how you are with movie scripts and perfection with movie scripts, and I can't believe you let me get away with stealing. Blatant theft of a Russell Crowe line.
It's no Godfather. Talk to me when you get to the Godfather.
How did things ever get so bad? I don't know. Gotta take care of the sellout business. Anyway, yeah, all right. We could do the Godfather back and forth if you'd like. So the Vets and Pets program, that is a real winner. People come in and they adopt and they adopt and they adopt animals. And I've heard stories about, obviously, over the summertime. You know, we had an interesting situation, Gina, during the pandemic, and I know you had never seen anything like it. I'd never seen anything like it. But basically, people were coming into the SPCA serving Erie County and some of the other animal welfare organizations in Western New York and adopting friends, pets, to keep them company during the pandemic. But those days, you know, sadly, we need more people to adopt and we need more people to foster.
Well, and that's part of what we're going to be talking about. We say our tagline this year, we're back to giving our animals a voice. But I don't know if you remember the year of the Radiothon, we talked about unleashing miracles. And I think the day of the Radiothon, especially when you're sitting here and you're watching these families come together and you're watching people find these animals that become the love of their lives and their best friends, and you see these kids making an instant connection with everything. I mean, we could be talking about guinea pigs, not just dogs and cats, but, you know, we have everything for adoption here. It's incredible to watch those moments happen. And some people might hear me say, well, these are little miracles, and you might roll your eyes, but I don't know. When I've been watching this for 33 years, and I've seen people's lives change. I call that a little miracle, and it's happening all the time here. It's amazing to watch, and I love the fact that you're all here during the Radiothon. You get to be part of that magic for one day. You get to watch it happening right in front of you, and all of a sudden it makes all the work worthwhile.
Oh, absolutely. But my favorite Gina Latuca story is the African greys and the other parrots that you basically, with whom you share your lunch on a regular basis, little pieces of grape and I think strawberry and other things that are good and nutritious for birds. They'll just eat it right out of your hand.
That's right. They dive right in. The last bird I had in my office a couple months ago didn't care much for me. But most of the birds I can win over at some point. The other birds didn't really like me or my music. It must have been the Led Zeppelin I was playing here in my office.
You know, there's always a possibility. But again, if I believe that if you're going to play Led Zeppelin to attract birds, the song that I would go to would probably be Whole Lotta Love, because that's a good song for the birds to move their little heads to. Or if you wanted to be a little bit creative, you could play Roger McGuinn and the Byrds, BYRDS, and see if that might cause some affection to be generated by the birds in your office towards you.
I'll write down the recommendations. Well, maybe we'll stop with soft hits of the 70s and 80s pop, and maybe we'll move on to that. The Byrds, spelled BYRDS.
Yeah, and you know, EVP, we could talk about that as well, or you could just look it up on the Internet.
Right.
Gina Latuca is with us from the SPCA serving Erie County, and on Wednesday of this week, many of us are going to be broadcasting live from the SPCA serving Erie County, and our job is going to be to raise as much money for the SPCA serving Erie County as we possibly can and get a lot of animals adopted from the SPCA serving Erie County, and they have everything. And you haven't lived until you've seen some of the videos Gina has put up on the SPCA's website, where the birds will literally crawl on her desk and share Gina's lunch with her. And she's been known to pack a little bit extra for the birds. That's the BIRDS's, the birds.
The literal birds, and we may have some up for adoption. Word on the SPCA street here is that one may be coming in. You never know what we're going to have up for adoption on Wednesday. But some of the stories that we have, I've got some of our vignettes posted at yourspca.org/radiothon23. And I know you, being on the air during it, sometimes you don't get to hear some of the stories that we share with the vignettes that are aired. But talk about chasing loneliness away. I mean, we're looking at the holidays now, and the holidays are not always happy. They're very difficult for many people. It's not always a wonderful time. You see the movies, you hear the music, but sometimes they're very hard for people. And when you think about loneliness and how loneliness can really consume people, especially at this time of year, or anxieties or depression, and then you think about the difference of just having an animal in your life, it's incredible listening to some of these vignettes that I've posted. When you hear people's personal stories and you hear what they were going through before they came here, we've got a program now. It's called Doggy Entourage. It's a dog day out program. And there are people who can't adopt for whatever reason, but they can come here and take one of our adoptable dogs for the day. And you can do whatever you want. Some go to for ice cream. Some go to patios. Now in the winter, some will go for winter walks. And it's amazing, even if you can't adopt, just being able to spend the day with an animal, the healing properties that these animals have. I don't think we've even scratched the surface on the power that these animals have to heal and make us feel whole, especially at this time of year.
You know, also word on the street at the SPCA is that all I can say is from what I've heard, and I have not sought yet independent confirmation of this, is that you might break into song and dance and maybe play, because you are a classically trained pianist, you might actually play Paul McCartney's Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time for a donation of $1,000 or more. Any truth to that rumor?
Now, that is our communication manager, Bethany Clock's favorite song. So she may sing it solo, depending on how much we raise. You never know. It's her very favorite Christmas carol by Sir Paul McCartney, yes.
And you know what song you're not ever going to play, at least during my show?
I can guess.
Yeah, you and I both know what that song is. Hey, lady.
But if we're only talking holiday songs at this holiday time of year, that one may not be too appropriate.
Yes, and I think Skyrockets in Flight Afternoon Delight would definitely be on the banned list. But anyway, that's B-A-N-N-E-D. Apparently this is homonym hour here on the program. But anyway, we are looking forward to it. People here from the radio station, News Radio 930 WBEN, we are going to be broadcasting. David Bellavia is going to be live in person from 10 until 2. Susan Rose will be there. Tim Wenger is going to be there. I will be there from 2 until 6. And you and I and everybody there will work together to put some fine people on discussing the work that is done by the SPCA serving Erie County. And I do have one final question for you, Mrs. Latuka, and that is this. The question is, are you going to still do Angels for the Animals, and how much will the contribution be this year?
We absolutely are. We started, last year was our 20th anniversary, so we started $20 a month for a year, and we're keeping it at that, $20 a month. So we're hoping people will become angels. In fact, we're doing a promotion with you and your connections over at Shays. People who become Angels for the Animals all go into a drawing. We've got 6 4-packs for Annie down at Shays, and that performance is December 18th. So people who become Angels for the Animals on Wednesday will all go into that drawing, and there will be 6 winners of an Annie 4-pack.
How nice. One more thing that I think you're going to like. Gina, would you allow me the honor of being this year's first Angel for the Animals?
You could be first in the Annie drawing because you want that Annie 4-pack?
Well, I've often been known to break into song and dance, as you are well aware. But I want to be this year's first Angel for the Animal, and I want to do it today. And you've got my credit card number, and if you don't, I'll get it to you. But I want to be number one on that list. So when we do the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County on Wednesday all day long here at News Radio 930 WBEN, and we announce the grand total right before the news at 6 o'clock, I want to be able to tell people that we don't ask people to do things that we ourselves do not donate to. And I just ended the sentence with a preposition. Anyway, I want to be number one. Is that okay?
Great. That's perfect. We will put you in at 6 a.m. Wednesday, number one.
All right. And I'll get you that information. I'll get you the information you need pronto, so can live up to my word. Well, we are all looking forward to it. It's a day of giving and a day of maybe finding a great furry friend to bring home, or possibly a friend of reptilian nature.
That's right. All kinds here. I think we may even have some farm animals up for adoption. So you never know.
Well, don't know how my neighbors would feel about my bringing a giant swine home.
You never know until you ask.
I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be none too happy with that. I want to thank you very much, Gina, and we will talk at great length on Wednesday, and I know you are going to be all over the place on the radio with Susan, with David, with with Joe Beamer, with Tim Winger. I mean, it's really an all out effort. I know your mom and dad will be there. Hopefully Joel will be there, and it will be a great fundraising situation for everybody, especially us, because we enjoy doing it.
Yes, it'll be a lot of fun. Can't wait.
All right, Gina, we will see you on Wednesday. And yes, as promised, I will be there live and in person, and I will get you that information that you need during the break. So keep your line open. And I'll tell you a funny story about somebody who used my credit card in an unauthorized way off the air. You'll find this funny and heartbreaking at the same time.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll wait for that, too.
All right. Gina, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. And I'll talk to you in a few moments. All right. It is 3:26 at News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on the radio. And again, that will be Wednesday, the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County. I want to get back into this sports thing and kind of reset up everything and then see if there's any interest in terms of phone callers on this Monday on sports officiating. And look, I know that we talked about this within the last 4 months ago, but what if there comes a time where your kid can't play Little League football or baseball or hockey because nobody wants to deal with the aggravation of, oh, I don't know, being assaulted, hit over the head with a hockey stick, just in case they make a call with which somebody does not agree. You got to do something because some of these kids' games get out of hand. 803-0930 is the phone number. *930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly with you on a Monday. Can't forget, Monday. It will be drilled into my mind, and can't believe the new week is already underway, and it's going to be a very exciting week for us here at News Radio 930 WBEN. Tanner Saunders doing a magnificent job at Master Control, but we would expect nothing less.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Tanner? What, are you, is this the first clue that we're going to get a resignation from you as our New Year's present when you start playing that?
No, that's not my resignation, but now I guess I can expect you to be drafting up an email to Tim Winger about my immediate dismissal during this next break.
Oh, yes. Immediate dismissal. That's how I roll. But anyway, Tanner, you'll be happy to know, and people listening will be happy to know, that true to my word, and this is it really is an honor, this year I get to be number one. I finally get to be number one at something, and I will be the first angel for the animals for the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA serving Erie County, which will take place on Wednesday of this week, and looking forward to being there and seeing all the critters and talking to all the nice people at the SPCA serving Erie County. It's not just Gina. It's people from the wildlife department, people from the fostering department, people from all of the various areas of specialty within the SPCA. And unlike certain animal welfare organizations, which pay their CEOs seven-figure salaries, that kind of nonsense does not go on with the SPCA serving Erie County. Just so you are well aware, it is very well regarded by the companies which monitor charity sites. Otherwise, we wouldn't do it. But we're looking forward to the Radiothon to benefit the SPCA, and that's going to be Wednesday all day long on News Radio 930 WBEN. Now, I want to just spend some time talking about, and again, I don't do a sports show, and there's a very good reason for that, because I don't really know all that much about sports. I think that's being very honest with you. Look, I'm a casual fan, okay, but I know enough about it to know that Patrick Mahomes, and I must tell you, you can hate me if you want to, I love Patrick Mahomes. I'm not going to lie. I love him. I love the way he plays. I love the way he's able to actually win the big games. I love Patrick Mahomes. And hate me if you want to, but I think he's an amazing athlete and an incredible competitor. But I also think that he was way wrong yesterday. And I think that once he takes a better look at what the referees and all the officials were looking at, I think he will come to agree that they made the right call. But here, I mean, there are two issues, at least two issues of which I can think here that I think we need to address. Number one, did you ever think, I wish my dad was still alive. Then again, if he was, he'd be very uncomfortable. But no, I wish he was still alive because he used to talk about zebras all the time because he loved football. He had a wall mural of the Canton Bulldogs up in the living room. Just kidding. He didn't really have the wall mural up for the Canton Bulldogs. But he loved football. And I would love his take on the modern era of professional football. And I never thought that we'd see a time where week in and week out, people on sports talk radio stations and sports columnists are writing pieces about the officiating and how incredibly horrible it is on a consistent basis. And I never thought we'd see the day, did you, where once a play is completed, what is your very first thought? James Cook rushes the ball for 43 yards. Josh Allen winds up and throws an amazing an amazing touchdown. What is your very first thought? Okay, where's the yellow flag? Where's the yellow flag? Where is it? And then when they actually are able to get another play off, you breathe a sigh of relief knowing that no flag on that play. And sometimes you get off sometimes you make out and sometimes you don't. But the amount of conversation that is going on about officiating, in particular with football, but it's happening in every realm of sport, is I think it is somewhat alarming. And you guys might want to weigh in on this because the more I listen to people who might call in to Shope and the Bulldog or some of our other great people at our sister station, WGR Sports Radio 550, the calls about officials being very bad have increased exponentially. And it would be easy for people from out of town listening to this radio station. Of course, they're going to bitch and moan because you guys are all Buffalo Bills fans, and every time a call goes against the Buffalo Bills, you think there's a giant conspiracy against the Buffalo Bills. I don't think that is true. Listening to our sister station, as I do, people are upset in all over all manner of calls that are made that shouldn't have been made, calls that and vice versa. And if you have a large segment of your audience that believes that the rules of the game are not being fairly and equitably applied, you have the Democratic Party. Sorry, just having fun. But if you have a large segment of the population of your brand that believes that the rules are rules for some people, but not for other people, that creates, in my opinion, a credibility gap between the league and its hardcore fans. And you need hardcore fans to propel anything into the world of success. Agree? Disagree with that? And I don't know. My dear friend, I do not know what the answer is going to be, not just for the NFL, but also for some of the some of the other sports. I mean, the NFL is America's sport, and probably within 50 years will be the world's sports as we all get dumbed down and nobody can read, but we know every statistic of every football team there is, but we can't critically look at items in a defense budget and say, oh, look, that's a blackout program. Oh, look, that's a mind control program. But boy, do we know our football statistics. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So on the one hand, I think if it isn't there yet, I believe that pro sports is facing a bit of a credibility gap with respect to officiating. Every single Monday, you can listen to our sister station, you can listen to other places online, on the radio, and it seems as though every Monday there is an epic call that was either made when it should not have been made or was not made when it should have been made. And not everybody is paranoid and wearing tinfoil hats. And some people, I think, have legitimate complaints. Now, I do not believe Patrick Mahomes wears a tinfoil hat. But tell you what, if he did, a lot of people would start wearing them because somehow Patrick would make it look really cool and really awesome to wear a tinfoil hat. But I don't think that Patrick Mahomes, as much as I might love him and respect him as an athlete, I don't think he's got a legitimate beef on this one. But just to show that I'm not a homer, I also believe that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers got screwed by non-pass interference calls at the end of the game, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the Buffalo Bills. I think that they got a raw deal. And I think any team at any given time can get a raw deal. And if you're from Buffalo, you know, and I'm sure Tim Wenger is listening and he's probably laughing because I'm sure that Tim's dad, just like my dad, they would have been roughly the same age. Whenever the Buffalo Bills would take on the Miami Dolphins, what did your dad say? If you're in a certain age group, such as Tim, such as your buddy Tommy, or David Bellavia, what did our dads all say? Well, of course the Dolphins get the calls because Don Shula's on the officiating committee for the National Football League. And frankly, even as a little kid, I had a problem with that. I thought that sounded a little bit awkward. There, you know, you talk about impropriety, but as important as impropriety is what? It is the appearance of impropriety, like putting a CIA director on a commission to investigate the death of a guy who had fired him. But let's not talk about JFK. But anyway, the other issue that goes along with this in my addled mind is something that we've talked about before, but I definitely think there's some meat left to be chewed on this bone, some cartilage left to be gnawed upon, if you will. And I want to hear from those of you who do the dirty work. I'm a fool to do your dirty work. Oh, yeah. But those of you who make the grand sum of what? $50, $60, and what do you get for the $50 or $60? Okay, you get a chance to be on a football field and have all sorts of insults and invectives being hurled against you as if you were the second coming of Lucifer governing hell. Okay, you are Asmodeus, the king of hell. That's you, all for your $60, like somebody's paying you off for a youth football game. That has got to be one of the most frustrating jobs, part-time jobs, side hustle that you could possibly have. And it's going to come to a point, if it hasn't already, and I'd love to hear from people who are in the know on this kind of stuff. It has to be getting to a point where nobody wants to do the job. There are easier ways to make money. six, let's call it $100. There are easier ways to make $100 than getting in between a couple of hulking coaches of Little League football teams. Okay? Got to be a better way to do that. Agree with that as far as making the money? And what keeps you going and doing it? Because, frankly, I've had a lot more patience than I used to have. And I think if you listen to this show long enough and you've been listening for many years, you do know that I've got a lot more patience than I used to. And I think that part of that is kind of natural and it comes with age. Part of it is experiential as well, because you realize that some things are important in this life and others aren't. But if parents and coaches create an atmosphere that is so hostile and so dangerous to people who all they want to do is officiate a kid's football game or a kid's hockey game, how are you going to be able to find people to do it for the abuse they have to take versus the money they are paid? It's not worth it. It just isn't worth it. And I used to work with a guy who was an umpire. I mentioned this earlier, but he was an umpire for Little League baseball games. And I forget exactly what he made. I think he said at the time it was $35 a game. $35 a game. And woe betide the individual who calls a ball when it should have been a strike or vice versa, because even the young kids' parents will go absolutely ballistic over blown calls, as if Arnold Rothstein has been resurrected and it's 1919 and the gamblers from Chicago and New York are all in on the fix. I mean, I'm purposely speaking in absurd hyperbole. I have a tremendous amount of respect for those of you who do officiate youth sports, but I will at the same time make mention of the fact that when you are going to be an official, you have to be fair and you have to be consistent. And I don't think I'm out of line in telling you it is my humble opinion, having seen many games between American teams and Canadian teams that were officiated by Canadian officials, where it was really clear that the Canadian teams had an extra player or two on the ice in the officials. They would let things go for the Canadian teams all the time, and then the American teams, they would whistle plays to a complete stop. And even separating myself after all these years from the emotion of the hockey tournaments and the emotion of the games between the United States and Canada, there's a big period of time there that has wedged between those events and the current time. And to this day, I will believe that the Canadian hockey referees and linesmen were very biased against the American teams. I saw it, I still remember it, and it still bothers me. Not that any of our kids were going to get full-ride scholarships to Harvard to play girls' hockey. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And again, I do understand that I did do the topic not that long ago, so I'll see if I have calls on this when we come back after the news at 4 o'clock. I will definitely take some calls on it. If not, believe me, I've got a number of different topics that I can retreat to as a fallback position, okay? And again, topic number one, as a fan of whatever sport you happen to enjoy the most, do you believe that the officials are on the up and up, or do you believe that the officials are biased and their biases show in the calls they either make or the calls they ignored? And let's face it, there are a lot of Buffalo Bills fans, and there have been over many, many years, who very strongly believe that the Buffalo Bills have been the unfortunate victims of a lot of very shoddy officiating. Okay, that's number one. Number two, the idea that given the stress level and given the anger level of society in general, and then extrapolating that to youth sports, I would have to imagine, and maybe those of you in charge of putting together baseball leagues, so I'll talk about a thankless job, baseball leagues or hockey leagues or football leagues, whatever the case may be, I would have to imagine that it is becoming increasingly difficult to find people who are willing to subject themselves and their body to all kinds of abuse or potential for abuse if, God forbid, they happen to muff a call. Who needs the aggravation? And ultimately, if you don't have people who are willing to referee and umpire and be linesmen or lineswomen, as the case may be, who is that ultimately going to hurt? It's ultimately going to hurt the kids of America. We finally get them off of their cell phones. We get the earbuds out of their ears, and they won't have any place to play in anything like a structured environment because there won't be any referees or any other kind of officials anymore. And that has got to be a very frustrating issue that is dealt with by, I would imagine, leagues for young people all over Western New York. And you might very well have a story about this. And if not, like I said, I've got other stuff to get into. But to me, given some of the calls yesterday and some of the non-calls yesterday, I think this makes for some fine conversation. 803-0930 is the phone number, *930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly on this Monday, and it's so nice that you are with us, and I can't believe how quickly this show is moving along. And I want to get some phone calls lined up coming back for the news, after the news, at 4 o'clock on this whole officiating thing. At the professional level, are you confident in what you see? And on the local level, maybe you have been an official, or you are currently an official, and you basically got sick and tired of it. You got fed up. It wasn't worth the abuse. It wasn't worth the risk of harm to your body to make $50 for a few hours of work. 803, you'd be a lot better being a bartender. At least that way, the people who are drunk, at least you know they're drunk. 803-0930, *930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Bowerly with you on it's an okay Monday. We don't have to shovel this.